Bert Gamble was raised near Genesee, Idaho. His lifelong fascination with the region and his consuming regard for rendering it in verse have gained him the sobriquet, the Poet of the Palouse. On this tape, Bert reads many poems from the collection Days of Yesterday and Songs of the Palouse Country. He reads beautifully. He reads with passion. He is carried off by sadness and laughs when the humorous moment takes him. He is a joy to listen to. It is recommended that you read the poems as he speaks them, because he sometimes exchanges or substitutes for words in the text.
Recording it.
Yeah, I'm going to record it. No, here. Lola said one of her favorite poems was The Old Grindstone.
Yes, it won a prize. It won two prizes.
Did it?
The Old Grindstone, yes.
Would you like to read it for us?
Yes, I believe it's here.
It's right here.
Oh, yes, here, yes. Where the wild rambler trailed over the woodshed, tenderly hiding the rake and the spade, stood the old grindstone I turned in my childhood, deep in the cool of the box elder's shade. You know what a box elder is. It's a tree. It's a kind of a shrub.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Box elder's shade. Dull were the axes, and dull was the mower. Heavy the hand of my sturdy old dad. Moments seemed ages while I was a power. For the old grindstone I turned when a lad. Long years have passed since I left the homestead. Dad is at rest now at Calvary Hill. Calvary Hill is the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And gone in the main are the memories of childhood. But the old grindstone remains with me still. Bring me my horse. Don't pay attention to this old fellow. He's bunkhouse. Bring me my horse and bring me my saddle.
Maybe.
You want to finish that there?
Dad is at rest now at Calvary Hill. That's a cemetery. Gone in the main are the memories of childhood, but the old grindstone remains with me still. Bring me my horse and bring me my saddle. Let me ride over that landscape of yore. There in the cool of the box elder's shadow, tenderly turn the old grindstone once more. There it is. That's the old grindstone.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Which other poems are your favorites?
Oh, and then, none.
None? Well, which one would you like to read?
Well, whatever.
Refined.
Don't pay attention. He's crazy again.
You're asking other.
I wish he'd go away and never come back. But I'm forced with him. There's one called Kendrick in the Spring. You have been at Kendrick, I know.
Yes.
Yes, well, that's it down the country here a little ways. Warm winds, long wandering vagrants, beat to the upland trail. That locust blossom fragrance stems in the canyon vale. My wayward heart is yearning when bells of memory ring, ever to be returning to Kendrick in the Spring. That's just down the country here, a few miles. Have you ever been at Kendrick?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Quite a few times.
Yes, and lovely people.
This is a really nice one here, up Tomer's Butte. Would you like to read that one?
It's right here. And you can look out the window there and see Tomer's Butte right out there. Yes, up Tomer's Butte with you. Through, though it is gray, no. I get pent up with emotion. I shouldn't. It's not right. No. Though it is gray November, we roam the hills of May, for I can still remember those days of yesterday. Up to Homer's Butte we rambled, ablaze with sunflower bloom. Up piney slopes we scrambled in springtime's sweet perfume. Your golden hair was streaming, tossed by the winds at play. Your laughing eyes were beaming in days of yesterday. Now willows wave. Now willows wave above you. The years have crowned me gray. But yet, dear heart, I love you. As in that yesterday. And when in memory dreams I roam, dear, October's built with you. Now, where do we see? There's another one. Oh, here's the old grindstone.
We just read the old grindstone. What else would you like to read?
Well, where do we see, I think. St. Patrick's Day. Colleen Bawn, that's an Irish word meaning beautiful girl.
Okay.
Colleen Bawn, I must be leaving for the weary war away. Come agra, my darling, don't be grieving, I'll return St. Patrick's Day. Wait for me again, my burning, that's an Irish word, means my darling.
Mm-hmm.
With the shamrock in your hair, when the dew is on the heather and the lark is in the air, they had skylarks in those days. Say your prayers, a cushla day, my darling, daily. Lift your head wherever you go, with God's help and my shillelagh. A shillelagh is a club, a club that the Irish use to put people in their place. With God's help and my shillelagh, from this land we'll drive the foe. Then when weary wars are over, some St. Patrick's Day to be, you'll be mine in days of clover, a star, a cushula, my McCree, my darling is what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Now wait till we see. Apple blossoms, often when May winds kiss the dear old orchard, tenderly again across the years, comes the rapture of the apple blossoms, storming through my life's December tears. Pink and white, cascades of petals falling, take me back to dear love days of old, when in orchard lands we roamed together, sweetheart, when our tales of love we told. Pink and white, the petals fell beside me, when you whispered that you loved me so. Promise to be true, whate'er betide me, beneath the apple blossoms long ago.
That's really nice.
Did you like it? Bless
yeah.
you. Well, did you ever have this book? Oh, here's one, Fighting Strength. This takes it from the Greek mythology. Fighting Strength. Out where his commander went, the war was waged by Agamemnon's band. Commander was a river that flowed through that country there. And, yes, out where his commander went, the war was waged. There were the forces rent. The conflict raged along the hostile strand. Dead on the battlefield, Patroclus lay. He was a fighting man. Life's glory laid in dust. Achilles' armor could not turn away the mighty Hector's thrust. These men were heroes of the Trojan War.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the battlefield of life I stand, bewildered and afraid. The foes of right appear on every hand, and I am sore dismayed, until the Patroclus of my heart today cries out, oh, hear me tell, not for Achilles' armor, God, I pray, give me his strength. Give me his strength as well. Yeah, there you are. That is taken from Greek mythology. Snoqualmie Falls. This won a prize 20 years ago. 40 years ago. Yeah, Snoqualmie Falls. It's a little falls on a river over near Seattle, if you've been in Seattle.
I've been over Snoqualmie Pass.
You know where it is. That's it. Snoqualmie Falls. I know a place where the winds are singing through silvery spray, where the surges roam, where restless waters are ever flying back to their ocean home. I know a place where the wild reeds quiver, where roaring torrents are dashed to snow, a wooded nook where the mighty river leaps to the vale below. I know a place where the woods are ringing with birds' glad cadence in lengthening days, where that vale of mist is ever singing its song of the master's praise.
Mm.
Yeah, that's it. Now wait till we see. I wish Lola were here. I I don't read very well.
Oh, you read beautifully.
Oh, bless you.
I really enjoy your reading.
Bless you. I have come back. I have come back across the gap of years from those strange landscapes where men fought and died, from hate and bitterness, from blood and tears, back to the lowly, humble countryside. How sweet the simple things, the wind, sweet rain, the zigzag fence, the fragrant new mown hay, the mellow clangle in the lane of homing cowbells at the close of day, the star gleams in your, the laughing star gleams in your tender eyes, the wild red roses by the sagging gate, the country children chasing butterflies, the old road where we watched the bluebirds mate. I have come back across the mighty foam to where you cried so when I went away, and in my prayer I ask no sweeter home than to be safe in your dear arms to stay. I get carried away, and I'm so sorry about
it. Oh, there's no reason to be sorry for getting carried away. to some extent, the more you get carried away, the more beautiful your reading of the poem is.
That's wonderful, yeah. I have come back.
We just read that one.
Oh, yes, we read it, yeah.
Well, why don't you do You Have Come Back, okay?
Yeah, that's all. You Have Come Back. You Have Come Back across the gap of years from hate and bitterness and war and hell. You were in World War I, weren't you?
No.
Well, anybody that went through World War I, he knows what it is. I kept the faith through all the lonely days. And
wait,
every,
you skipped a couple lines here. You want to go back and start again?
We're going to do it again, yeah.
Okay.
You have come back across the gap of years from hate and bitterness, from war and hell. I greet you through my overflowing tears and stress and longing that we know so well. I kept the faith through all the lonely days. In every prayer I asked that God would keep his angel sentry. I like that word, angel sentry.
Mm-hmm.
Someone to guard you and protect you. His angel sentry. Your trouble, by your troubled ways, by France's shores and Okinawa's steep. Those are spots in the World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I have come back. It was so long to wait. This raptured moment in your blessed return, and where we parted by the little gate, the wild red roses in my memory burn. You have come back from landscapes bleak and drear, and I am happy as a child at play. My prayers are answered. God is ever near, and you are safe in my there arms to stay.
Mm.
Yes. I've done a hell of a job of reading it, a hell of a job, but I'm deeply grateful to you for making this trip possible and coming here.
I noticed a lot of times, like you mentioned in a number of different poems, you mentioned wild red roses,
yeah,
things like that. Were there roses around your old home place?
Yes, there were. It's a country home, and there are many fields of wild roses and landscapes, and there are fence rows of wild roses along down in the Genesee Uniontown country, and it's very, very beautiful, very lovely, and there's always a longing to come back to that beautiful place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so many, we had some of those lovely friends here this afternoon. They came and visited with me. I was so happy And I don't know of anything that's made me any happier than your nice visit here. And I think that you are wonderful.
Thank you. Would you like to read this, The Wedge of Wild Geese?
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Wedge of wild geese flying down the mad March gale, though the snows are lying in the Haven Vale, not when flowers are fragrant and the sedges here, but when winds are vagrant over marshlands drear. Wedge of wild geese, guide me, chart my lonely way through the clouds that hide me from God's brighter day. Set my sad heart singing down the coming years. Wedge of wild geese winging, bear away my tears. Come in, come in.
Hi. Excuse me.
I have a newspaper man here with me, and a good one. Sweetest Valentine. Anybody would have it. If you have children or not, it wouldn't matter. Not dainty, crinkly paper lace with Cupid leering through. No ogling, painted female face with lipstick googly goo. But great big rounds for kisses with strokes along the way, which means our arms go round your neck and love you good each day. Tattered and battered and fraught with scribbles of love divine, proving how we hands wrought for my sweetest Valentine. Yeah. Well, this is surely a pleasure to have you here with me. And I don't think I'm doing a very good job.
Oh, I think you're doing a great job. Wait.
Yes.
Yeah. That far
ahead. Oh, that's good, yes. Yeah. Here's one called An April Song, A Mad March Prayer. When March gales toss the catkin sprays and wild geese plow the sky, my memory turns to youthful days, the days that never die. And in the vale of yesterday, I kneel and say a prayer that God would bless you all the way and keep you in his care, that all the sunshine you have shed come back to shine for you with wild geese winging overhead through skies of baby blue. April song. Comes now the lovely April, sprinkling her showers of rain, but the bluebird of hope keeps singing that the sun will shine again. He sings of the blossom blow time, when the wildflowers nod and sway, of bud and bloom that will light my way along each springtime mile, of the sweet wild apple blossoms that the Maytime soon will know, that the bond of beauty is never broken, as the Aprils come and go. Oh, here's the old rail fence. I'm sure that at your father's home you've had an old rail fence, no doubt you have. The old rail fence. Around the wheat it went in sprawling angles. Back in the golden years I used to know, the shady wildwood fraught with rosy tangles, knew it and loved it in the long ago. There's where the sunflowers came and bluebirds mated. Across the daisy fields the soft wind sighed. There in the little lane the lovers waited, where apple blossoms came and bloomed and died. The tides of waving wheat have passed in glory. The old rail fence has crumbled with the years, but in my heart it left life's sweetest story, a ray of sunshine in December's tears. Abandoned road. Over your rutted sunflower trail did pass the prairie schooners of the long ago, while glad years brought their tides of waving grass with checker bloom, that's a wildflower, and April scented snow. The freeway clover leafed and engineered, swung wide to leave you friendless and alone, where tumbleweed and bunch grass summer seared, bend down to mitigate the grief you've known. I sorrow for your wiped out glory years, a sorrow that is close akin to pain, and pray that someday, smiling through my tears, abandoned road, I'll climb your hills again.
Did you used to do a lot of wandering around and walking around out in that Genesee
yes,
country?
Yeah, things like that over the hills. And it was very wonderful. I made so many dear friends. There were so many friends. There's a place out of Blaine. It's called Cow Creek. And the reason it's called Cow Creek is that there's a man named Smith, Dietrich Smith. He had some cattle, and he milked the cows and sold the cream and the butter and so on. But it still is known as Cow Creek. And there's a dear old lady there, 114 years old, Grandma Smith. And she lives down there. She's a very, yes. And it's a very interesting thing.
What was the country like back in the early days when you were a youth and you used to wander out there?
It was bunch grass and hilly, kind of hilly, rolling hills. And this bunch grass is a thing that it grows in bunches, and it's very got lots of nourishment. And the Indians loved it for their ponies. They could turn their ponies out, and right in the winter they could paw off some snow and eat the bunch grass. And the bunch grass was edible, and the bunch grass it sustained their horses till spring. And bunch grass country. Then there were wild sunflowers, and those sunflowers were wonderful. They were fine.
Did they make a little sunflower seed like we get now?
Yes, sunflower seed like we have now. And those were in the pioneer days of long ago. Have you been at Genesee?
Yes.
Yes, you'll have to go there, and because it's very, very nice there, and so many fine people, so many grand people. I know that you would know it. And I wish that Lola was here, my sister. She would be able to help decipher it. I'm so run down, I can't read anymore.
Would you like to read this one here?
I'd love to.
What? Oh, there, Uncle Bert.
Come in, darling.
Would you like to read Method in His Madness?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Oh, yeah, Method in His Madness. Oh, yeah, this is just a kind of a comedy, yeah. Method in His Madness. Out through the back gate ran big Randy Terry's, ran through the roses and over the way. A mighty mad man was big Randy Terry's. As he rounded the rocks where the Red Reaper lay, the Reaper was an old style machine to harvest grain with, and this Reaper evidently was standing in the field. Right through the ripe rye ran big Randy Terry's, thither and yonder and up and away. Right through to the jailhouse ran big Randy Terry's. Right to the jailer ran Randy that day. Haste, bring your keepers, said big Randy Terry's. Jailers and keepers, I'll show you the way. Out to my place, said the big Randy Terry's. My wife's mean old mother came out there today. His wife came out to see him, and he didn't wander around. He wanted to get away from her. That's supposed to be a little joke. It's not much of a joke.
Did things like that ever happen?
No.
I mean,
no.
What kind of funny things did happen in the early days? Any funny stories about people or?
Well, let's see now. Oh, yes, here's one. The language of my heart. If I should wake the long, long slumber through, at dusk of dawn before the trumpet blows, I'll wonder if the lilacs at my head are nodding to that banker's rambling rose. He got my hard-earned jack. His bank went boom. They put the doodle-daddler around his neck. They hung Cock Robin where the lilies bloom. I'll bet he'll get his needings now by heck. That's kind of slang. If I should wake the dreamless slumber o'er, a rattling, gangling skeleton I'll spring. Up through the caperweed I'll run and tear his headstone down and make whoopee and sing a song of victory over wrong and death, just as a trump's soft notes come through the gloom. Won't Gabriel be surprised and gasp for breath to find me romping on this rascal? come in, dear.
Did a banker?
Yes.
Do something poor to you, or what?
Yes. We had a banker that absconded with the money.
Oh.
Yes.
When was that?
Oh, 30 years ago, I guess it was. However, they retrieved some of it, so it was all right.
Was that down in Genesee?
Genesee. Huh. Yeah, but he got away with it somehow.
Did he?
Yeah, he got away with it. Come over and say hello to my... This is a newspaper man of ours.
Hi.
And we love him.
Do you want to read this one here? Don't you remember the time?
Oh, yeah, don't you remember the time, yeah. Don't you remember the time, old pal, when we were sweet 13, when we threw rocks at the neighbor's girls that played on the village green? Wasn't it fun the way they yelled when we pulled their old red hair and chased them too with snakes in our hands just to show them we didn't care? The great green elm where we climbed and yelled on that Sunday morning high, as sanctimonious Parson Jones and his flapper wife went by. The swimming hole where we swam and div, where we got the tan on our face till the folks found out. Then we got tan in a hole.
Come in, please.
Till the folks found out. Then we got tan in a whole lot different place. The swimming hole where we swam and div, where we got the tan on our face, until the folks found out. Then we got tanned in a whole lot different place. old Harper's Hill. Harper's Hill is down in Johnson here. There's a man named Earl Harper there. He still owns the place. He's dead now, I believe. But yes, old Harper's Hill. Yes, old Harper's Hill with its crusted snow, down its steep incline we fled on that wintry day when we ran away with your bug house brother's sled. He had a crazy brother, you know. He had a crazy brother. Wonderful days and wonderful dreams, and I would not give a dime to have them back. But say, old pal, don't you remember the time? Isn't that terrible?
You want to read that next one?
Yes. The Quick and the Dead. When poor young Mrs. Jim Brown died, Jim said, I will remain a widower through all the years. I'll never wed again. You will keep her memory green alway, was what the rector said. Until the day that they come to judge the quick and the dead, and likewise judge the dead. Quick and the dead is right, said Jim, to pretty Maudie May. We are the quick and she's the dead. Let's name our wedding day. Our 1 week is far too long to mourn for anyone, he said. So, Rector, if you'll bless the quick will bless the dead. Isn't that silly?
You want to read this nursery rhyme?
I'd be glad to.
right there.
Yes, yes. Oh, these are about lonely little children when they were very little. Three little farm girls went to town. Sing, single, nola, vola, that's Lola, to get their mother a brand new gown. Sing, double, nola, vee. Sing, single, nola, vola, sing, double, nola, vola. Professor McFiddlefaddle is invited out to tea. Yeah, it's just a nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Well, that's okay. What else would you like to read?
Oh, if there's something there that you would enjoy, I'd like to read it. Out in the cold again, he had served without pay on the OPA, that was in the war days, and expected to live in Utopia. But his plans went askew, for when Congress got through, they had exhausted the great cornucopia. Yeah. April Fool. 'Twas April Fool's Day, and the bells were ringing from the tower as we went clattering down the aisle to greet the preacher dower. And when the good man asked you, "Will you honor and obey?" I still remember how you said, "Go eat a bale of hay." And as the years went coasting on, oh, how I wish I had, oh no, I vowed that I could eat you up like any lovesick lad. And as the years went coasting by, oh, how I wish I had. And now, though prematurely gray, I've kept the golden rule, have learned and lived to love the day when I was an April fool.
Get the page for you?
Yes.
They seem kind of stuck together in your book here.
They're stuck together, and I'm not doing a good job of reading.
Where's this picture taken here?
That was out near Genesee, near Tomer's Butte, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why don't you read The Valley of the Pines here?
Valley of the Pines, yeah. That's a good one, The Valley of the Pines. Often when birds are waking, the scene my heart enshrines, in dusk of dawning breaking, is the Valley of the Pines. Pines I so little heeded along life's springtime ways, that all too soon stampeded out of my childhood days. From the Valley the Pines are singing songs of the golden past, love dreams anew they're bringing, of days too dear to last. Dawn winds with me are weeping as the day god's vanguard shines on the little girl who's sleeping in the Valley of the Pines.
How about the old apple tree? You
know? Be glad to.
Isn't that one of Lola's favorites?
I believe it is. I think it is one of Lola's favorites. We will have you come out here some evening or some afternoon or when it's convenient, and when Lola's here. The old apple tree. Beside the flax field bars, it knew the years. Raised gnarled rheumatic branches to the skies, through wind and rain and harvesting and tears, while nesting robins found their paradise. It brought the blossoms for my bonny bride, as lovely as the flowers of the May, when friendly folk around the countryside came in to greet us on our wedding day. Old apple tree, bring back the flax field fence. Bring apple blossoms, sweet and wet with rain, a bunch grass trail that leads to where, from whence, and her dear ghost to walk with me again. Well, this, come in, please. I think it's one of the maids that's making up the room. We'll have you come out one of these days when Lola is here.
Okay.
And she will help us to decipher it.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you like to read some of these out of the Golden Harvest section?
Oh, I'd be glad to. And at any time, come in, please, come in.
Wait. Okay. Which one do you want to read?
Here's one called Mount Si. S-I. Mount Si is over on the coast near Seattle. Yesterday we climbed Mount Si through rain and gale, above the mill stream in the maple vale, above the tops of forest kings that nod, up where the mighty profile faces God. There's a profile against the mountain over there. It looks like George Washington. And so that's what I'm talking about. But anyway, it's very, very beautiful. But, where do we see? So great the task, that towering height to scale. We toiled for ages up the ragged shale. And when the golden sun had gained the west, we stood triumphant on the mountain's crest. Within this veil of tears, such heights we climb, such mighty barriers in the fields of time. Someday in days to be, we'll reach the sky. God give us grace to climb our life's Mount Si. Yes, if you're ever over on the coast, which you will be, you'll see Mount Si. It has the profile of George Washington against the sky. And you'd have to see it to know what I'm talking about. But it's very interesting, very lovely.
What's this poem, Block Lights, about?
Well, here it is. Each time, oh yes, it's the engineer is speaking.
Oh.
Each time I pull the Limited, I feel the great responsibility I bear. I wheel my locomotive down the steel. I watch each block light with the utmost care. When on the straightaway she's rolling free, her throttle wide, her Johnson bar clear down. The Johnson bar is a lever that manipulates the reverse on the engine. Yeah. I watch with yearning eyes until I see the block that clears me for the wayside town. And then I wonder if God knows I feel the depth of love I owe him day by day. I wonder if he sees me as I kneel, I wonder if he hears me when I say, keep thou my train and engine safe and me. Guide thou my way through life, whate'er betide, until through faith and thy great love I see the block that clears me for the great divide. Yes.
Were most of your poems written about particular people? Or?
Yeah, a great many were. Mm-hmm. A great many were. Yes, and this was a very wonderful one about the block lights. And if you're ever down around the roundhouse or where they're moving locomotives, you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see the wonderful way they have of moving equipment, you know. It's great. Well, what is this?
This is Sharon's Rose.
Oh, yes. Sharon's Road. Sharon's Rose, yes. Yeah. Christ says in the Bible, I am the Rose of Sharon. Roses live only a summer. Roses live only a day. Buds that bloom in happy springtime blossom only to decay. But within the heavenly portal where eternal love abides blows the spirit flower immortal. Far beyond the sunset tides, spirit flower, you bloom forever in that land beyond the skies. Snows of time shall kiss you never in that far-off paradise. Gates of heaven lend protection. You grow dearer every hour, symbol of our resurrection. Angels bless you, spirit flower. That is really the name of the spirit flower.
Well,
Well, I'm so happy that you got out and that you brought the book with you. Yes, and...
Are there a couple others you particularly like to read?
Well, if there's something there that you like, I'd be happy to.
Well, I like almost all of them.
Oh, boy. I think you're wonderful.
Why don't you read the last one here in the book, okay?
I will. This is a kind of a gruesome thing. Faith that triumphs. I'm dead now. I'm dead. This is after death. Wrapped in my snowy shroud I lie, formaldehyde in my veins. Just ask a doctor what he does with formaldehyde. He pumps it into your veins after death, and that preserves you. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes, here we are. Yes. Yes. I hear you not when you come to cry over these cold remains. I do not know that the rose is not outside the lonely room of the fresh dark earth in the churchyard sod, cleft for my silent tomb. But remember, if I could speak to you, heart, yes, heart of mine, yes, heart of mine, these lips would say, the power that has blessed me my long life through will wake me again someday. Faith triumphant, yes. And here's one called Easter. Easter. The doctor that's doing all this doctoring, his father is a minister, and he's a wonderful, good man. He read for me at Easter. He and said a prayer for me, and wept for me, and cried at Easter. He was a good man. Thank you. This is the victory that overcometh. Now has a stone been rolled away. This is the blossom, blow time glorious, wonderful resurrection day. Many or few be the mere years remaining. It mattereth not if his love abide, and the faith of the Christ, and God's ordaining, risen anew with each Eastertide. That's Easter.
Mm-hmm.
An Easter prayer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, if you ever met this doctor, this man died 2 days after Easter, and he was a good, good man. He cried with me, held my hand, prayed for me, and recited a prayer. And he was, a grand and good man. Do you ever get up to the university?
Occasionally, yes.
Yes. There's the university library is available there. And any time that you happen to be up there, you want to feel welcome to go into that library there. And the Days of Yesterday is there. And that's what it's for. It's for you to read and your loved ones to read and enjoy.
Would you like to read the poem Days of Yesterday, since the book's named for it?
That's an idea. Days of Yesterday. Out of the gateway of yesterday, the covered wagons wend. Out of the golden long ago, silently end to end. Down the sunflower slopes and bunch grass trails, they pass me in bold array. Then my soul leaps up and I'm young again in my days of yesterday. I love to recall the pioneers that in tender memory sleep. Theirs was the struggle that we might live, the sowing that we might reap. So in sweet daydreams, let me ride once more up those bunch grass trails away, in my chaps and spurs with the pioneers in those days of yesterday. And in after years, when I hit the road that their kindly feet have trod, it will lead my steps aright, I know, up that bunch grass trail to God.
Okay, are there any more you particularly like to read?
No, I think we've picked them all up.
Okay, well, let's call it quits for now. We'll take a break and think about it, and then we'll...
Please do.
Okay.
And let me find a way to thank you for your...
Let me write the title down here.
Your lovely visit, and it's been an inspiration. It's just been an inspiration to hear your voice. And I am deeply grateful for all you've said to me and done to make it pleasant.
Well, I'm really glad you enjoyed the visit so much.
Oh, bless you. Then you will come again.
Yes, I will.
God bless you. Goodbye. And do come again, and real soon.